So to practice before SSA, you have to be bilingual. Not only speaking English, you have to speak POMS. Okay, you cannot argue regulations, statute, or case law with an SSA claim specialist. As I said, they're going by the POMS. Okay, well, that's really an advantage to you. So I want you to stop thinking about the POMS as SSA's guide. I want you to start thinking about the POMS as your guide. Because SSA puts out there in black and white exactly what they are looking for and what standards they are using in determining eligibility. Okay. The two primary reasons that I see attorneys get in trouble with special needs trusts is either A, they haven't read the POMS and they have no idea what is in the POMS, or two, they think, I went to law school, I can do better. Okay. Just remember, SSA does not reward or give extra points for creative writing. You know, you're not going to get extra credit if your payback language is an iambic pentameter or if it rhymes. SSA gives you in black and white language for what a payback provision should say. It's a gift. Use it. Okay. Everything that SSA is looking for is contained in the POMS. So you need to become conversant in that language. Okay. Well, there are two issues that make it a little difficult to become real conversant with the POMS. First, according to SSA, the POMS is about 20,000 pages. And it covers all of the programs administered by SSA. And I have not read the whole POMS, so I'm sure there are very few people who have. But I can guarantee that every time that you read the POMS, you'll find something that you missed before. Okay, second, the POMS is a living document. Okay, there's always arguments in the Supreme Court whether the Constitution should be interpreted as the founders originally set it out 200 and some years ago, or whether it should be a living document and should change with the times. Well, I can tell you the POMS is a living document. It changes every single day. And SSA updates it. There's a whole list of transmittals issued every day. They're all on the SSA website for you to see. Sometimes it's a complete rewrite of a section. There are lots of changes. Other times it's just a correction of a figure. You know, the federal benefit rate changed for 2022, and they're just updating that. So remember, it changes. What you saw yesterday may not be exactly the same as it is today. Depends on what you're looking at. Okay. What is the source for the SSI program? What is the source of law? Well, as we all know, it's a three-part system. You have statutory law, it's Title 16 of the Social Security Act, and the trust provisions are found in Section 1613E. That's another thing. If you start talking to SSA claim specialists about 42 U.S.C. 1382B, they aren't going to know what you're talking about. Talk to them in Title 16 of the Social Security Act, because that's the language they use, so they'll understand what you're talking about. Okay, regulations. In general, regulations for the SSI program are found at 20 CFR Part 416, and the income rules are found at Subpart K. The resource rules are found at Subpart L. There are currently no regulations governing trust in the SSI program. There are also no regulations governing trusts in the Medicaid program. So Medicaid has had a statute since 1993, and they have not issued regulations. And the last time I had the chance to talk to them, they don't have any intention of issuing regulations on Medicaid trusts. Social Security, on the other hand, has had draft regulations, which they've been working on for quite a few years. They do eventually intend to issue regulations on SSI trusts. And then finally, we have at the sub-regulatory level, the POMS. Okay, well, what does that mean? It's sub-regulatory guidance because it falls lower in the hierarchy than a regulation. It's not promulgated under the Administrative Procedures Act, so it's a non-legislative rule or guidance. So it does not have the force and effect of law, despite what the claims specialist in the field office says. Okay, there is no public notice, and there's no public comment period on issuance of new POMS transmittals. Okay, so what this means is that administrative law judges and courts are not bound by the POMS as they would be by statute and regulations. Since it wasn't issued under the Administrative Procedures Act. But, as we'll see in a little bit, that's still a very important point, and we'll come back to that in a minute. So just a brief history. In the 1970s and 80s, the POMS replaced what was called the SSA Claims Manual. It was changed in format, in style. A lot more examples were added. And then prior to the 2000s, the POMS only existed in paper. So it was in three-ring binders or on catalog racks. If you put the POMS, the printed POMS, end-to-end in three-ring binders, it was 24 feet long.